Good morning.
Hello, No BS women. I am Coach Christy, and I am so excited to be here with y'all. I hope you're having beautiful weather. It is beautiful and sunny here in Texas. Let me know in the chat where you guys are all coming from. And if it's nice at your house today, hopefully you guys are going to be able to get outside today. That's what I plan on doing after this call today, spending some time outside. If you don't know me, if this is your first time, this is maintenance. This is our maintenance call, our monthly maintenance call. I am Coach Christy. I've been with No BS as a coach for just about 3 years now. I've been a member since 2018. I've lost around 115 pounds, not all with No BS, some of it with all kinds of other diets that I know y'all have done before too. I was a frequent flyer on Weight Watchers, but I had a regain. Ow, I just hit my foot on my desk. Did you hear that? Was that loud? I had a regain after I lost my weight with No BS. So I've been down that road too. I feel like I've done all the diety things. So okay, so today is an open coaching call. We have already somebody who's raised her hand, which I'm really excited about. Rainy day in Pennsylvania. Sorry, Jessica. Rainy Ohio. Hey, Shasta. Good to see you. Minnesota. Who says it's 49? Somebody said it. Wait, I already lost that. 49. See, the chat goes so fast. 49 and rainy here in Ohio. Yes. Sunny in Boston. It's beautiful. Karen says in Alberta. Oh, gorgeous. Who said Megan? She's avoiding her studying. Cracking me up this morning, Megan. Good. Fort Lauderdale. Oh, so nice. I love that we're just all over the place. So beautiful. If any of y'all are ever around the Fort Worth area, I would expect to get a message from you so we could at least meet up for coffee. Okay, we've got lots of raised hands. So I had a little sort of lesson to give you some 3 steps to shifting in the maintenance mindset. And if we have some time, I will put that at the end. Normally, I talk for a little bit at the beginning, but you guys are also anxious to get to the open coaching, and I want to make sure we give everybody an opportunity. So let's go. Vanessa, I am going to go ahead and pull you up, promote you to a panelist. If you're here on this call and you are not in maintenance, it's okay. Stay on the call. A lot of the stuff we talk about here in maintenance applies to people that are in their weight loss part of their journey too. So let's see what Vanessa wants to talk about today. I see there are other hands raised too. I'm so excited. All right, Vanessa, Zoom might be slow. Good morning, Vanessa. Can you hear me okay? Hi.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, we can barely hear you. Let's see. That's okay. I can barely hear you. First time on Zoom.
First time on coaching call.
Oh, first time on a coaching call. Okay. Let's see if this works. And if can y'all hear her in the chat? Let us know if you can hear her. Go ahead and talk, Vanessa. Something might be covering your microphone, maybe. Are you on your phone?
My iPad.
Okay, is do you have it sitting down, like covering the mic? No. Do you have AirPods in?
Not.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and try to talk now.
Okay, you hear me now?
A little bit. Let's see how this goes.
That's a bummer.
That's okay. What do we get, what would you like some advice on? And I'll see, you can give me your question and then maybe I can talk to your question, even if we can't hear you super well.
I've been talking and asked coaches about why I'm overeating, and my journaling came through that I am worried about my health. And so I was given advice to write the things that I know are true and things that I don't have control
Okay.
over. So I kind of procrastinated and didn't really do it for a few days. And then I started doing it. And I feel like that's helped a lot with my overeat, but I just didn't know if you had any suggestions on what else I could do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really, really good question. And I always think it's two-pronged. Like, number one, I want to just celebrate you for a second in noticing that what you think you're overeating over at night, because that's a huge step, right? Just knowing I'm taking a guess and I think I'm overeating at night because I'm worried about my health and I have some concerns about my health. So it would stand to reason then the food is an escape for you. It's an escape from the worry, right? Because obviously, if we're worried about our health, it doesn't make logical sense, right? That we're going to overeat because that probably is not good for our health. So I know logically it doesn't make sense, but it is doing something for you, right? And so not judging the overeating is the very first step. And it sounds like you're already there, which I think is amazing. So if we try to work on the worry, because that's like sort of like cutting the snake off at the head, so to speak, right? Like I'm going to dig into the worry. I'm going to try to manipulate it into maybe something more neutral, something like that. That's kind of what you're doing. It's like, here's what I'm worried about. This is what I can control. Let me stay factual with what I know today, so I'm not catastrophizing and those kinds of things. That's great. The other skill that you can practice is letting the worry be exactly how it is and learning to just sit with it and not overeat over it. So we've got the one tactic that you've tried, which is let's get to the root of this worry. Let's see if we can neutralize it a little bit by being factual, right? And not letting our brain go to worst case scenario all the time. The other skill that we all need is how can I just sit with this worry? Do you know how to do that, Vanessa? Have you ever tried that? Okay, good. Well, this is a good lesson for all of us then, right? And it's a great reminder. And I just want to be upfront and say it's not super fun. Sorry about that. But it's a great skill for all of us to have because sometimes the feeling keeps coming back and the worry keeps coming back, no matter how much thought work we do around it. And let's be honest, I mean, sometimes some of our feelings, they feel very true, right? Like sometimes our worry can feel very true. So that's when we want to practice the skill of sitting with the worry. And the way we do that in OBS is we teach something called the NOW process, NOW, and each letter stands for something. It's like instructions on what to do. The N stands for name the feeling. Notice it and name it, right? So if I were you tonight, I would be sitting on my couch and I would be thinking about your health concerns, and I would say, I'm just feeling worried. I'm just feeling anxious. I notice I'm feeling despair. I notice that whatever that feeling is for you, what do you think it is for you?
Like, I want to make sure that I'm here for a long time for my grandkids and my kids. And I don't
Okay.
want to, I just want to be healthy.
Okay, so when you think about, and you can let me know if this gets too uncomfortable for you, okay? But when you think about the possibility of not being here, what's the feeling that comes up for you?
Sadness.
Sadness. Okay, this is really good to know, right? So sadness. I'm feeling sad, right? I'm feeling sad. And just allowing that to be there. That's the first N. I'm just feeling sad. And sadness has a total right to be here right now. I steal that from Coach Lizzie. She says that all the time. I'm feeling blank and it has a right to be here. Say that again.
Be happy all the time. You don't want
Yeah, we're not supposed to be happy all the time. I mean, right? If we were happy all the time, then we wouldn't know happy.
That's right.
Right? We wouldn't experience joy and all the feelings on that positive side of the feelings wheel if we didn't know the negative side, right? Yeah, that's a really good point. But so that the first part is just notice. I notice I'm just feeling really sad. It's okay. Sadness has a right to be here. Remember that feelings are just chemicals coursing through your body. They dissipate over time. I always say this, otherwise I'd still be hurt by those mean words that that guy said to me in seventh grade. Right?
Right.
They go away. They really do pass. Right? But I notice I'm just feeling sad. And then the O stands for open to it. Like, just be open to it. Like, come on in, sadness. Sit next to me. I can see you. I don't have to resist you. I don't have to avoid you. I'm just welcoming you in. Like a visitor. Like somebody's knocking on your door coming for a visit. And you're like, come on in. Don't stay too long, but come on in. Right?
You're
That's the
welcome.
open. Yeah, exactly. And then the W stands for witness. The W stands for witness. And so what witness means is you kind of do a head-to-toe sort of body scan, and you just recognize this is what sadness physically feels like in my body. This is how it presents for me. And you just kind of go through and you're like, oh, I notice that my shoulders are hunched over, or I notice I feel heavy right in my trunk. I notice that my breathing is really slow. I notice there's tears coming down. I notice I feel very tired. Like, just kind of go through what sadness feels like in your body.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, Vanessa, I never would have fucking done this in 2018. I'd have been like, what? That is some woo shit. I'm not doing that. Like, just, I would more try to talk myself, like, get over yourself. I would be really mean to myself and be like, stop feeling sorry for yourself. I would totally talk like an asshole to myself, right?
Thanks.
Yeah, I would have done that. This is like, I had to get here. I had to kind of be like, okay, I'm willing to try something that's out of my comfort zone because there just might be something to it.
Yeah, it might take me a few days because I tend to procrastinate a little bit sometimes.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, right? This could be another now opportunity for you, right? I notice I'm resistant to doing my homework. I notice I'm feeling resistant. Here's what resistant feels like in my body. I'm open to it. I'm open to my resistance. Come on, resistance. Sit next to me. Let's talk, right? Yeah. And then you just say, oh yeah, this is what resistance feels like. I feel like, there's a wall inside of me. I feel like everything's tight and I'm just kind of hunkering down to myself. I'm like resistant to what Christy's telling me to do right now, and I'm ready to like be in like this to her, right? That's what resistance feels like in me, for me. Yeah. It's different. It's different, but it's another option for you. I think the suggestion you got from Ask Coaches is fantastic. I think working through, what do I know? Right? What are the facts about my current health situation? Right? Noticing that. And what else is true? Those kinds of things. I think that's really helpful. And I think those things are really good things to do in the morning and maybe right before your evening time. If you notice you're eating at night, do those things before. Just sort of like almost like you're kind of preparing yourself with a mindset that's going to be used later. And then the now process, if you notice that the feeling is still coming up of sadness or worry, if that feeling is still coming up for you, that then try that now process. Remember, name it, I'm just feeling blank. Right? And then be open to it. Come on in. I don't need to be afraid of feelings. I can welcome them in. Nothing, I'm safe. Nothing's going to happen to me by letting these chemicals just flow through me. Right? I'm sitting here safe. And this is what that feels like in my body.
I usually do my journaling in the morning, but I could add something in the evening as well when I because I usually do my assessment in the
Yeah.
evening. I could do that.
I love that idea, Vanessa. And if you don't feel like writing a whole nother journal entry, just read what you wrote in the morning.
Oh yeah,
Just
that's true too.
reconnect to what you wrote in the morning. You could even entertain like a little mantra, like just a one little sentence to practice. Something like, I know the status of my health today, and that's what matters right now. Or something like that. Some kind of little one little sentence to remind yourself if you don't want to do well. I don't know about you, but sometimes if I journal in the morning, I don't really feel like doing it again later at night, but you might. And I like that idea too, just sort of reiterating and reconnecting with yourself.
I like that. Just rereading it in the evening.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how, kind of how I like to think about it. I like to think about like the journaling and the thought work and the reframing of thoughts and getting neutral about my thoughts and my circumstance. That's work that I do like outside of the moment. The now process for me is sort of an in the moment skill. Like that helps save me in the moment. You know how we talk about all the time in NoBS, like sometimes it's really hard to do it in the moment, you know, the journaling and the thought switching because our habit brain is so loud. The now process is fantastic for that because it just sort of takes the temperature down. Because again, when you're feeling sadness, the food is about resisting sadness. The food is about avoiding sadness. It's about like, I don't want to think about that anymore. I'm checking out from that. And the now process is really the opposite of that. It's really like saying, hey, come on in, right?
Oh, speaking of that, I have my shirt on today. It's not today clucker. I don't know if you can see it or not. Not clucker.
You can't see her shirt, but there's like a chicken on it and it says, not today, clucker. I love it. I love that so much. So great. So great. Well, I'm sorry that our sound was not that great. I hope this is helpful for you. I would love for you to, you know, as always, when I say come back to the maintenance group and let us know if you tried the now process, how it went for you and your takeaways. And then again, keep coming back to Ask Coaches and using us as much as you need.
I'm glad I'm done that my sound wasn't very good, but I'm
That's
so
okay. We got what we needed. We got what we needed.
oh,
All right. Thanks, love. And I will see you in the Facebook group.
thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Good luck. Okay. All right. Moving on. Yeah, the now process is a really good one. And I am totally not kidding, y'all. When I first started NoBS, there was no way I was doing that shit. That was way too woo for me. But now I freaking love it, y'all. I don't know. I am converted to wooism. Okay, let's see. Diane's got her hand raised. I'm gonna pull her up. Promote to panelist. All right, let's see. Oh, I need to be taking some notes so I can write this up in the call description. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous, girl. We just talking.
I know I've never been coached before. I'm one of those you were talking about another call. People have been here 3 years and never been coached. That's me.
Oh, that's okay. But you know what? We can't see you, Diane. Can you turn on your video?
Okay. Yeah. Can
There you are.
you see me okay? Because
Yeah,
I'm okay.
totally. Okay. I like how you did that. You just did a total nervous system reset.
Because you said you had a whole line of people, then I raised my hand, so I thought maybe you wouldn't get to me.
Oh, you
So,
were hoping. Yeah, you were.
yeah,
Now, were you the Diane that posted on Facebook that you might even raise your hand again? That's okay.
that I was trying to make myself warm myself up a little bit.
That's okay. You're warm. You're warm. It's cool. It's cool.
So,
What's going on, lovey?
I've been in maintenance, been in OBS for 2.5 years or so. I got to my goal in about a year. So I lost 45 pounds.
Wow,
So,
congratulations.
and I've maintained it really well for 45 years, for about 2 years. So,
Okay.
I have a 10-pound range
Okay.
and I can feel it in my body if I'm nearing the top of that range. I do weigh myself, thankfully, no more daily, just randomly. But I'm more in the top of my range. I did get out of it a little above it, like 0.4 of a pound. I did not like that. And I can just tell in my clothes. So just like in March, I felt like I definitely was, above my range. And then I've kind of gotten back into it. But every other time that I've just went a little higher in my range, I've been able to just bounce right back. But this time I'm like, it was a month. And I was in that higher end, and I was like, "What happened? What did I do? What happened to me? Why am I not back? Just rebounding right back like I used to be." So that's where I am. But in the second part was that I was gonna get coached on, and I've thought about for a while is so as I did all of NoBS, I was not. I did a plan and an assessment and water and sleep, all that stuff, but. All the sheet discovery sheets. if I've done 25 discovery sheets in over 2 years, that's a lot. I have not, and I'm like, maybe I'm that person that, you know, decides not to do no BS anymore and gains all her weight because she didn't do all the, even with the lessons, I didn't necessarily write all the, you know, the worksheets and all that. So I'm like, do I need to do all that in order to be successful forever in no BS? Because I love no BS and I love how I eat and how I live. And that's how I lost my weight. But, you know, doing all the things, you know, that I wanted to do in the future. But I'm okay. Have I sabotaged myself?
Okay. So this is really good. So let's pretend I'm just making this shit up as we're talking because this is what came to my head. So let's see where this goes. Come with me, Diane, on a journey. Let's pretend Corinne Crabtree was never born and there was no BS. There was no BS.
Yeah.
No BS. Okay. Just no BS did not exist. And you lost your weight using the no BS method, water, sleep, whatever, but it didn't exist. There wasn't a program. There was no worksheets. There was no lessons to learn. Right. Okay. How would someone who didn't know that discovery worksheets existed, how would someone maintain their weight?
Just by eating when they're hungry and stopping it enough.
Okay. And let's say some things happen. Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good answer. And let's just say some stuff happened in her life and she started eating a little more, snacking a little more, grab-assing a little more for good reason. But, you know, there was some stuff going on. She started to use food again to cope emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
What would she do?
I guess eventually she would realize this isn't helping.
Okay.
Or she would go on a bunch of more diets.
She might. She
Hopefully
might
not go back.
Hopefully
to
not. Okay. Yeah. So that would be a worry, right? She should go on a bunch more diets, right?
Yeah.
What would she do about her eating? Would she just be like, I got to cut that shit out. Stop it right now.
She might. Yeah.
What would be more helpful for her to do?
Just to say, you know what to do and you've done it before and you know what makes you feel good.
Okay.
So you just have to get back to change those habits.
Okay. And what if her answer to that was, but I don't want to.
Well, you got a choice here, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the weight on or off? You know, do you want your clothes to fit or not?
What if she says, but I want both?
I think she would know both are not an option. Not that you can't have some indulgences sometimes, but you know how you lost the weight and how you maintained it for so long and things you did. And that's what you need to just focus on.
So this is what I'm hearing for you, Diane, which no wonder I understand why you have this fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
About not doing all the things and think, because what I'm hearing from you is there's a fear that you're not going to be able to stay in maintenance.
Right.
And your brain is trying to make sense of it. And it's saying, well, maybe one of the reasons you're afraid of this is because you didn't do all the worksheets like you were supposed to.
Right.
And then it says, and also we have evidence because the last time you got above, it took you a really long time to get back.
Right.
So this is just your brain is like afraid, right?
Yeah.
And then what I'm hearing for you when I say, okay, like what would be your strategy to get back down? And what I'm hearing you say is my strategy is to just do it.
Right.
That's not a strategy. Right? I mean, that's a beat down. Now, Diane, girl, I get it. That makes sense to me because that's how I would have talked to myself in 2018,
right.
2019, and even 2020 and 2021 when I gained 15 pounds back after I had lost weight with no BS. Right? That's exactly what I would say to myself. I would say things like, you know what to do. I don't understand why you're not doing it. Just do it. Like, just do it. Just do
right.
it. Do it. And the thing is that, you know, sometimes that would work for me. I would whiten up on myself. I would kind of just beat myself into submission. I would just make myself do the things. I would use a lot of willpower. And frankly, I am blessed. I do have a lot of willpower. Some people only have a little bit. I've got a lot of willpower. I think that's how I got to my goal weight with Weight Watchers, was straight willpower for like 3 years.
Right.
But eventually it ran out. The moment I hit my goal weight with Weight Watchers, I started gaining right away. Right. So I did run out of it. Right. But just telling yourself to just do the things is not a strategy.
Right.
Because if it worked, we'd all be thin. Just do these things, right? So here's what I would love. If Corinne Crabtree didn't exist, if there weren't discovery worksheets, if there wasn't any of that, what I would hope that you would do is you would ask yourself, all right, I hear what you're saying. You don't really want to do the things for some reason, because you're not. I wonder why. Like, what's going on with me?
Yeah.
What is eating those, you know, those handful of M&Ms every time I walk by the M&M bowl? What is that doing for me?
Right.
I would hope that you would want to ask that instead of be like, girl, just stop eating the damn M&Ms.
Right.
Why are you eating those in the first place? They are doing something for you. This is just like Vanessa, right? That eating at night that she's doing, it is serving her. It is doing something for her. We have to be open to that idea.
Right.
So, yeah. So in your situation, Diane, I mean, you're back in maintenance.
Yeah, I am. And yeah. I was barely out. I was out for like one way in.
Yeah.
But I like the lower end.
Well, that's an interesting thing to say. Why do you like the lower end?
I feel better. I can feel my clothes fit better. Mm-hmm. I feel lighter. You know, that I just remember from years ago, oh, I feel fat today. You know, I feel fat, you know, that heavy feeling. I can just feel it.
And so you just like the way you feel in your body when you're
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. And how did you get back down?
Just honing in on my overeats and stuff like that. Just
okay.
So I barely did anything, honestly, because I don't feel like I didn't even recognize that I was overeating too much. I know we had Mardi Gras, you know, a lot of king cake, all that kind of stuff. And I did notice, I was like, oh my God, for days I've been drinking and eating and, you know, all this stuff. And I was staying in my range, but I guess I feel like I kind of overdid it. You know, when you know, it's one thing when you have one overeater a couple a week, but when you do it for 4 weeks, you know, it kind of will catch up with you just like anything. So I do realize that's probably happened, but all that's been over.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I didn't rebound right back like I was into my regular, I'm going to work, I'm, you know, doing the same things all the time. Mm-hmm. Not as much overeating, eating out and that kind of stuff. So.
Okay. Okay. But you did get back. So really what's frustrating you or making you nervous is how long it took.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It took long. And I know, because one of the recent coaching calls said about really paying attention to what, you know, even if I got to do some discovery worksheets, and I have actually, I've done a couple. I started printing my planner instead of doing it on the iPad, just trying to change things up a little bit. And I'm trying to really write, what am I feeling? You know, I'm tired, or I just want something sweet at night. Or this, you know, it tastes good. And I am trying to start, like last night, I was like, okay, I'm going to serve myself less. It was a salad, but I was like, I want something sweet later. So I'm going to serve myself less so I can have something sweet. Well, I ate this delicious salad and it was very good for me, but I was starving after. And I thought of broccoli. Well, I wasn't going to have broccoli, but I wound up popping popcorn. And what else did I do? I forget. I ate a couple of Cheez-Its. My husband brought Cheez-Its in the house, which, you know, an old favorite from long, long ago. I ate some Cheez-Its and I was like, I should have just ate more of the damn salad because, you know, I kind of sabotaged myself by not eating.
What do you mean you sabotaged yourself?
Because
you overate the Cheez-Its and the popcorn? Oh, okay.
Well, I was really hungry, but I mean, I may have overate them, but if I would have ate my normal size dinner without trying to lessen the portion too much, then I probably wouldn't have eaten the snacks after. Because I usually don't eat that many snacks after dinner.
That's an interesting thing to say. So what you're saying is, if I would have eaten my normal size portion at dinner, my regular size salad, I wouldn't have eaten the snacks. The snacks were the problem.
Yeah.
Were the snacks the problem, Diane?
No,
Right.
they were
It's
not.
whatever you're thinking when you're eating the snacks that's not getting you to stop it enough. Now, listen, I am not saying that you should eat the snacks or you shouldn't eat the snack, but don't blame the snacks for the overeat. It's
Yeah.
not the snacks. It's whatever is going on in your head when you're eating the snacks. And maybe there's some, I don't know, diet mentality. I shouldn't be having this. Maybe there's some, I just don't have a relationship with these foods. So when I come to the table with these foods, my habit brain brings my past relationship with Cheez-Its and popcorn to the party. And that's how I show up with them, right?
Right.
So if you want to be the kind of person that just avoids those snacks because they're just, I'm just going to air quote this for those of you that might be listening to the podcast, dangerous foods, right? And you just want to avoid them. That's certainly a strategy. But
Right.
let's be clear, right? It wasn't the fact that you ate less salad. It's the fact that whatever happened with the snacks, that's what caused the overeat. And those that it's what you were thinking in that moment or not thinking, right? Maybe you just checked out. I mean, it could be that too.
But last night I was literally hungry for the snack because my salad. So because I do, I'm a clean plate girl. I know I can find myself eating faster and looking for the good bites and all that stuff. And I have so much trouble putting my plate to the side. So that's like, I'm just gonna really, eat the smaller portions. And then I can always go make more salad. Well, I wasn't making more salad last night. I was like, I'm hungry. What else can I eat? And I didn't pig out or eat a huge portion. I was, for once, really hungry when I was snacking, where usually it's like, ooh, some chocolate chips here and there, just because I want something sweet before bed.
Well, and I think that's a good, I love that you had this strategy because to me of eating less salad because you wanted to make room for something sweet. I think that's a great strategy. I think that's awesome. I want to be clear that we're not blaming the snacks for the overeat. Now, did you still eat something sweet after you had the Cheez-Its and the popcorn?
No.
Okay, you skipped that altogether.
Yeah, I skipped that.
Okay. Well, that's a win. You didn't overeat because of an overeat, which is really, really great. That's really great. That's really great. Well, so back to my original question, which is if we were going to maintain our weight and there was no Corinne Crabtree and no discovery worksheets, here's what it would require, right? It requires awareness of your hunger and enough, like knowing, like staying dialed in, right? And that goes for everybody, even if you're in weight loss mode. You know, none of us are going to lose weight by not knowing where our enough is and not knowing what hunger feels like. Like that's a that's why it's one of the basics, right? So it starts with that, and then the second step is some kind of assessment of whether or not you're doing it regularly, right? So those of us that are not assessing every day, you're really losing the opportunity to be aware of where your patterns are and what's going on with you. I was about ready to quote Dr. Phil. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. That's what he said. That Southern Texas drawl, right? It's true. We cannot change what we don't acknowledge. So whether or not you're doing a discovery worksheet, the discovery worksheet is just a really guided way of investigating any overeats that you might be having. You don't have to use the discovery worksheet to do that. You could go through your day and be like, I know I overate at lunch today, or I know I didn't need that handful of chocolate chips before bed. So here's what I think that was about.
And I do, I plan and assess every day, and I really am pretty good at hunger and enough. But the last month, I think my enough was over normal. So I know just leave, and I've been trying to leave a couple more bites. So I know it'll be okay. I just had to make sure.
It is, right? And that's what I want you to see is that you have the skills, right? And I'm telling you the skills that you clearly have. Because even when I say, listen, here's what you need to know you're hungry enough. And then you're like, I do, I'm really good at that. And then I say, okay, you need to do an assessment so you know if you're overeating. You're like, I'm doing that. Then the thing that might be missing for you that maybe you don't have a lot of confidence in yet is your investigation of the why that you're doing it. Why am I doing that? Why did I eat all the king cake, you know, every single day on because you said it was like a month of sort of overeating, right? And it's like, and listen, I'm not saying you got to change that.
Right, right.
Maybe this is just what you do around. Do you live in Louisiana?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I used to live there too, right? So okay. I get it, right? So maybe that's what you want to do. Maybe you're like, yeah. You know what? Come March, I put on a few pounds, I get above my maintenance range, and then it takes me about a month to get down, and I'm okay with that.
Right,
maybe
right.
That's how you want to live your life.
Yeah.
But if you don't, if you're like, oh, I actually don't want to gain that much weight in March,
right. Right.
Then we have to get curious as to what our story is around king cake and Mardi Gras and whatever it else is that you're doing and mm-hmm. drinking and all that stuff. What is your current story
right.
that is not letting you eat less, drink less, whatever?
Right.
And once we understand that, then we can put in things in place to mitigate that.
Right. Right.
Right? So yeah. I think the only missing piece for you is instead of just assessing and being like, okay, don't overeat anymore. That's not a strategy, mm-hmm. right? It needs to be, okay, what's happening there? Is this a pattern for me?
Mm-hmm.
Discovery worksheets can totally help you do that. If, you know, for those of us that don't know exactly where to start and how to question ourselves, it's a right. very guided thing.
Right.
But it doesn't need to be, you know, it can just mm-hmm. be a quick sentence in your assessment of, here's where I overate today, and here's my best guess as to why.
Right.
And if this happens again tomorrow, here's what I would do.
Right. Okay.
And if you're in the habit of keeping promises to yourself, mm-hmm. which I hope all of us are trying to be, then you follow through with that strategy the next day.
Okay.
Right. So for example, you know, if it was the salad thing, if you had overeaten the salad, then your assessment might say, I think I overate the Cheez-Its and the popcorn because I actually was hungry, but then I just didn't stop at the right time because X.
Right.
I was feeling bad or they just tasted so good. And, you know, I never get them. And my brain just was like, this is fun. Let's keep going. Or, you know, whatever your guess is.
Yeah.
Because that's going to reveal what your next move is.
Right.
And that's something you could bring to Ask Coaches, or you could tag me in Facebook and be like, okay, Christy, I overate the Cheez-Its and the popcorn because I realize I never eat foods like that.
Yeah.
And I think I do want to eat foods like that, mm-hmm. but so I need to rewire myself with them. Or I really actually don't want to eat foods like that because I just don't like them. I don't want them in my body, or I just don't want to work on stopping it enough with them.
Right.
So I really want to just go back to serving myself a bigger salad.
Right.
How else could I make room for sweets or something
right.
like that? And we could work through that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah,
so my advice to you is when you do your assessments, tag an overeat.
Okay.
Mark it.
Okay.
But then ask yourself, what do I think that was about? And okay. you can do that using a discovery worksheet, or you can just write a sentence.
Okay. Good.
Sound good?
Yeah. And I share that every day with an accountability partner too, so she can help me. That.
Oh, that's awesome. Fantastic. Fantastic. Right. Okay. This wasn't so bad, was it, Diane?
No, not at all. Thank you.
Good. You're so welcome. Okay. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Take care, hon. See ya. Bye. All right. Let's see who else we have. Yeah. Discovery worksheets are awesome. I never did a lot of them either. Because you know, my brain says probably what y'all's brain says, like, oh, worksheet, you know, but they are super helpful. But what I did do was what I said to Diane. I always wrote my best guess as to why I overate. And if it was sort of a pattern that I was noticing, like, oh, and I always think that, you know, and what I was willing to do about it to try the next day. Usually for me, it was like, for the next week, I'm going to try this to clean that up. So let's see. Okay, Bess. Bess has got her hand raised, so let's pull her up and see. I don't even see what y'all are talking about in the chat. I hear somebody's giving good advice.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Bess. How are you? Good to see you.
Great. Thank you. Good to see you. And before I start on my mundane stuff, I want to acknowledge Vanessa
yeah.
For the pain that she's experiencing and thank you for sharing that. Where do I begin? I have been maintaining for almost 2 years a 50-pound weight loss on the backdrop of self-talk that I was a professional dieter, but I was not good at maintaining. And I've noticed that in the last 4 months, I struggle on my weigh-in day, which is Wednesday, because it's almost like that old dieting mentality, oh, I have a whole week now before I weigh in again to be accountable. I'll just have fun. And I didn't do that on my weight loss journey, and I didn't do that for the first year and a half. And I think what I've come up with some thought work, I did the nighttime overeating course, even though that's not my challenge, and worked on it with this. And what I've come up with is the self-talk that I indulged in about being a professional dieter, but incapable of maintaining, is rearing its ugly head now and saying on Wednesday, well, you can't really do this, so let's just have some fun. I do put in my plan the stuff that I overeat with on Wednesday, but I'm not quite sure. I don't want to do this. This to me feels very diety. It feels very self-abusive to do this thing. It's very part of my past, which I want to let go of. And I'm not quite sure where to go with that.
Okay. I just want to validate and acknowledge your mindset that you have on when your weigh-in day comes, right? This is part of the reason for me personally, and this is not everyone. Please remember that what I share about what I do, I am not saying that that's what everybody should do. But for me, I don't do an official weigh-in day anymore. I just don't do that. I'm an everyday weigher, pretty much. If I miss a day, I don't make it a big deal, but I pretty much weigh every day. It was just a lot of mind management around this single day for me, right? For some people, it's great, and I love that. And as a no BS group, that's sort of what we have a Friday weigh-in day, but you don't have to do that. So for me, I just took away that opportunity for me to manage my mind. Could I? Absolutely. And I did for years. But it was just some mind management stuff that I didn't have to do if I weighed more frequently. It just normalized the scale for me. But not saying you should do that. That's how I got through that little piece, because that's exactly what I would do. When I was in Weight Watchers, we would go to me and the two girlfriends that I was doing it with, we would go to weigh-in day and we would hit something on the way home, right? We were hitting the fast food on the way home. It started out as a cheat meal. It ended up being a cheat day. And then it ended up being a cheat weekend. And then it was like this whole thing, right? So I totally get that, because in my mind, I was like, well, you've got 6 whole days, to make up for this now. Once it became the whole weekend, it was like 5 whole days. And then Monday became really restrictive, and the day before weigh-in became really restrictive. So I just want to validate that mindset for you. And I love that you, Bess, that you know that that's what's going on with you and where it came from. Okay. So all of that to say, what do you want Wednesdays to look like?
I want Wednesdays to look like any other day. And I just want to address what you just said. I used to weigh in on a Friday, but I found that that gave me license to then mess up the weekend. And that's why I chose Wednesday. I have a lot of scale drama. So getting on the scale every day would create a lot of anxiety for me. And I've done the scale course numerous times. Mm-hmm. Just getting on one day a week has become my comfort level with that.
Yeah. And this is why I say it's not for everybody. I'm so glad I prefaced it with that, because it's not for everyone. You have a lot of anxiety when you weigh in. So for you, keeping it to just one day of having to manage it is better than for you having to manage it for 7 days, right?
I wanted to add one other thing.
Yeah.
It's not really a fuck it eat, because regardless of where I am on the scale, I still eat out of control. And it's not crazy out of control, but it's not what I want to be doing.
On Wednesday.
So it's, okay, regardless of what the scale is saying to me, it's like opening the door to saying, okay, well, today I can just numb out and not think about what I want to be eating. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a rebellion. It's that old diety rebellion, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do it, regardless of how destructive it is for me or not.
Yeah. So I'm going to say something totally diabolical, which is probably not what you're going to end up doing, but I want to offer you this.
Okay.
What if you just keep doing this? What if you just know that Wednesdays are the days that you just eat all that shit, but then by Thursdays you're back to your normal self and you love that?
Well, I'll tell you what my brain says. First of all, my equivalent of the Steve brain was, yeah, go do that. That sounds like so much fun. But I don't want to do that because I don't feel great. Physically in my body, what I'm choosing to eat is making me feel funky. Mm-hmm. I tend to choose a lot of sugary things. So I become jittery and I just don't feel great. And I wake up the next morning feeling hungover a little bit, food like a food hangover. Mm-hmm. It would feel very, it would feel not like a loving thing to do for me to just say, okay, let's do this.
Right. And
I can experiment and see. But
I purposely asked you this question to come up with whatever your why was. Right. Because here's the thing, whenever a client or a member is saying something like, you know, here's what I'm doing, and I say, give them permission to just keep doing it, they immediately tell me their why for why they don't want to. So right now, your why for not wanting to eat that way on Wednesdays is physical feelings. Okay. So my next question. Yep. Go ahead.
Something else came up. It's not only physical. I somehow use all my emotions that I want to eat. My husband was having surgery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I use that day as my day to eat emotionally over those emotional things as well. It's not just physical. And I think that that's what I really don't want to do. I don't want to be eating over my emotions. And I found so much freedom in processing my emotions separately to eating over them.
Okay.
And this feels like a step backwards.
Okay. So when you, how do you know that you're eating over your emotions on Wednesdays? How do you know that you're doing that?
When I journal about it, it comes up and it's almost like an excuse. Oh, I see why you ate, because you were trying to calm yourself down because of your husband's surgery, or you wanted to calm yourself down because you were feeling uncomfortable about whatever.
And you do that after the fact?
Yes, after the fact.
Okay, awesome. And you said you really enjoyed like sort of acknowledging your emotions, recognizing your emotions, and learning how to not eat over them on the other days?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you do that? How do you not overeat on a Thursday?
It becomes, that's a very good question.
Well, thank you very much.
It's not an issue. I don't even think about eating on those days.
What do you do with your feelings?
I feel them. I feel them and I try and self-regulate in some way, or I write about it, or I talk to somebody, or I...
How come you can't do that on Wednesdays?
Oh, I could, but I choose not to because it feels attractive to dive headfirst into some chocolate.
Okay. When else do you eat chocolate?
Whenever I put it on my plan, maybe twice or three times a week.
So you do put it on other days?
Yeah.
So all the foods you're eating on Wednesdays, you also eat on other days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But not blindly.
Okay. So what is it about eating blindly that feels so attractive?
Well, I think that this is the old diet mentality raising its head again. It is like when I restricted in the past, it allowed me an equal and opposite binge. I don't feel like I'm restricting. And this is where I have the stumbling block. I don't feel like I'm restricting during the rest of the week. So why on weigh-in day do I feel the need to?
Because that voice that you just said, I'm not restricting, is not the one that's talking on Wednesday. The one that's talking on Wednesday is, it's weigh-in day. Now is a chance to rebel against all the restriction. It doesn't matter that the restriction isn't really there. This is kind of like what I was saying with the last person. We bring whatever energy we have with that food unless we're deliberately picking something else. So we already know that on Wednesday, your habit brain comes to the scale. Do you have a name for your habit brain?
No.
Okay, Steve. Steve is your habit brain because that's mine, right? Steve
Okay.
is the one that comes to weigh in. He's got this relationship with weigh-in days. Here's his relationship. He comes in, he weighs in, he says a little prayer before he gets on the scale to the weight loss gods, hoping for benevolence. That's what I used to do. He probably even sneaks up on the scale 1 foot at a time. That's what I also used to do. Please, Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord, right? Like say those things, right? And then his relationship with the scale is to go, oh, we made it, right? This is so, now's your chance. Now's your chance to eat all the things with abandon, right? We can just check out from all of it. This is just what we do. He's running.
Why is it happening now, as opposed to the year that I was on weight loss and the year and a half that I maintained? That's what I can't really.
Well, because you're in maintenance now, and you don't have to work so hard. Because there's a little flip switch that flips in all of us, right? I'm going to guess. Have you lost? With other diets, have you gotten to goal weight before?
For a minute.
For a minute. Yep. And then what happened?
Oh, once I got there, that was the last time I saw that number. Yeah, it went.
Because you started doing what?
Oh, just diving into everything and
getting back to all the shit you weren't wouldn't let yourself have, right? Exactly. So it makes total sense to me, at least, why it's happening now. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, we could probably do some more journaling, but to me, it can be helpful to understand why we're doing something if we're judging it. We could normalize it. I like to skip over that step because I have this sort of agreement with myself that however I'm showing up makes 100% sense and is totally normal. I don't ever judge my actions anymore. So I usually skip over the normalizing step. Like, I don't really need to know why I'm doing it because it's totally normal. There's a really good reason. I don't got to know what it is to move forward. Right. And so I guess I'm doing that a little bit with you. But if you wanted to understand it more, I would ask myself that question. Why does it make sense that this is happening now? And I would look at what's going on in your life. I would look at, you know, maybe your relationship with your these foods. I would try to maybe understand that a little bit. But for me, I'm just sort of fast forwarding. Like, I don't know why you're doing it. It makes total sense. But we can still move on from that. Right. And that's understanding that when you come to Wednesday weigh-ins, Steve is going to be the one that shows up, unless you are purposely inserting a new way to think on Wednesdays.
What should that be?
What do you think it should be?
Wednesday is just another day.
Why is it just another day? Because Steve does not like that. I'm just telling you right now, he said, bitch, I like to dive in on Wednesdays.
It merely because I'm weighing in. It's just collecting data and it's just another day.
That sounds lame. I like Wednesdays being fun.
Help me, help me.
What do you love about Wednesdays? What's great about Wednesdays?
What do I like about Wednesdays? Sorry?
Yeah. What do you love about Wednesdays?
Well, Steve again says it's the day where you get to eat whatever you want.
Right. And so if we just take that away from him, he's going to be pissed. Now, you can sit with pissed. Like I told Vanessa, we could just do the now process and sit with annoyed, pissed, disappointed, I feel restricted. You can sit with all of that and just notice it and be like, yep, too bad, Steve. We're not doing this on Wednesdays anymore. I'm just putting a stop to it. Cold turkey, we're not doing it. Right. You could do that. Or we could talk ourselves through it. We could do some thought work around it. We could show Steve, hey, listen, I know you've been looking forward to Wednesdays because this is how we normally show up. But we really, our Thursday version of us freaking hates you, right? So I'm putting something in its stead, right? I'm putting something in place. And if I were you, Bess, I would come up with something amazing to do on Wednesdays that's not eating my face off. Let's put a replacement into diving in with abandon. What else could we put on Wednesdays that's so super fun?
Well, I have to think on that because my days are fun, you know.
Oh, why are your days fun?
Well, I don't have any responsibility right now. My children are all grown. I'm not working. I can do whatever I want. So I have lots of choice.
Lots of choice. Can you imagine? Because here's the thing. Steve comes to the scale and he's like, I can't wait. We're going to eat all the things, and we don't even have to pay attention to global hunger. It's like amazing. Like, this is our one shot. Let's get it all in today, right? If I sat down and I was like, oh my God, Steve, you know what we're going to do? After we weigh in today, we're going to get our workout in. It's going to be amazing. Then we're going to go to TJ Maxx and we're going to look at all the things. This is what my Steve would love, right? Like, this is me. We're going to look at all the things, and then we're going to come home and we're going to put away all the stuff we bought. And then we're going to write about what a great week we had and how much we're so grateful to be in No BS, where we can eat the things that we want. And don't forget, Steve, we're having chocolate tomorrow and we're going out this weekend. I'm showing him all the opportunities that I'm going to have to eat those things that he just wanted to eat willy-nilly. And I'm putting something in his place. This is what is making today great. It's not going to feel as good as what he's been doing because he's going to resist, because, you know, Steve likes things to stay the same. He doesn't like change. He doesn't want to do new things.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
You got to go after this like a dog with a bone though, Bess. Just because we've had this call, it doesn't mean you're fixed now. You have to do this work in the morning. You have to tell Steve, all right, Steve, be ready. We're doing it different today. I'm going to give you something else to look forward to. You're going to resist it. You're going to tell me it's not as fun as eating with abandon and all that stuff. You're going to say all that, but we're just going to try it just for today. I'm going to plan something really, really fun to look forward to. And then I'm going to show you when you're getting all these foods that you think you're missing out on. I'm going to show you what day they're coming. I'm going to remind you that even though you really want to keep doing things the way that we've been doing, tomorrow, oh my God, you're going to have one time of Wednesday evidence that we can be different. And then guess what's going to happen next Wednesday? It's going to feel a little bit easier. And the next Wednesday will feel a little bit easier. And 6 months from now, Bess, you're going to be like, oh my God, Chris, do you remember when I used to eat my face off on Wednesdays and we coached and then I worked on it? And it was like, I'm not even doing that anymore.
Well, I hope so. Because I think the reason for me that it's so difficult is that for a year and a half, my maintenance was like that. And I just thought, oh, I'd cured that part of me. You know, it wasn't ever going to raise its ugly head. And I see that habits have a way of coming back if you don't pay attention to them.
And so maybe actually the bigger part of this, what we've talked about, is what I was sort of dismissing earlier, but maybe this is what's resonating with you is, I don't know why all of a sudden it's right. I don't really care. It is. So what do we do now? Like, I really, really lean into that idea that I don't ever judge my actions. I don't ever resist them. I don't know why. There's a good reason. And I know it's not because I'm not strong enough. It's not because I don't have enough skills. It's not because I'm a bad person and I don't want weight loss bad enough. And it's not any of that. I just don't believe that about myself anymore. I just know it's for a really good reason. I don't exactly know what it is. It doesn't matter. But here's how I'm going to move through it. This journey that we're all on, Bess, like losing our weight in the No BS fashion and maintaining it in the No BS fashion, it's a management. It's not about judging and making it mean that we didn't do it right. This kind of goes back with Diane, right? Like, Diane was worried because she didn't do all the sheets and she didn't do, you know, that now she's not going to be able to maintain. And it's like, no, it's not about the sheets, right? It's a management tool. It's just knowing, hey, I just noticed I started grab assing M&Ms. Why do we all make that mean that we're going to gain all our weight back? That's not what it means. What it means is, I noticed I started grab assing M&Ms and shit. I don't know why I started doing that. Probably for some really good reason, but here's what I'm going to do to move forward. I'm just going to start paying attention. I'm going to make sure I'm doing my assessments. I'm going to put sticky note back on those damn M&Ms, you know, like I did when I was losing weight. But I'm not going to make it mean that I'm screwing up my maintenance and I'll never be able to be a maintainer. This is maintenance. Maintenance is doing the things, noticing when you're not doing the things anymore, and start doing them again. From a place of loving and understanding compassion. That is maintenance. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, so Wednesday, what's today? Saturday? So Wednesday, I would love, love, love for you to post in the group on Wednesday morning. Here's what I'm doing today, y'all. I'm going to show Steve when he's getting all these foods. And I have this really fun thing planned today. And right after you get off that scale, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is what we're doing that's amazing today.
You can do that.
All right. Thank you. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. Good stuff, y'all. Scale drama. I shared this on my call that I did on Saturday. Today is Saturday, Christy. Get your shit together. I shared this on my call that I did on Thursday night, talking about scale drama and wondering, you know, why doesn't it ever go away? We don't need to wonder, right? We just need to put our energy into what do I do about it? I got a new scale, right? And you can just imagine the drama that occurred to me. You know, I had to weigh myself on my old scale first, because if that new scale said I weighed anything different, I was going to be pissed, right? And so I had to work through all that. And I just laughed about it. I thought, isn't this funny? Because this is some old Christy Weight Watcher mentality. I used to go to Weight Watchers and weigh on one scale. And if I didn't like that, I'd ask to weigh on one of their other ones, which, by the way, they never let you, which was crazy to me. But, you know, it just never goes away. But it doesn't, that's not a problem. It's just funny to me to notice it. Okay. That's all the time we have. But I do have an announcement that I wanted to make, and I'm glad I didn't do it at the beginning. This is our last maintenance monthly call. But before you get too sad, the Saturday calls will still happen on once a month, but we are reframing them to be about regains. So do not despair, maintainers. I'm still going to be with you one Saturday a month. The topic is going to be mostly geared around regains, which is a lot of what we coach on here in the maintenance. A lot of us want help when we're outside of our range because we've regained some weight. So even though it's not labeled the monthly maintenance call, it's going to be labeled and it's going to be geared for regains. I am still here for y'all. I'm still going to be in the Facebook group. If you really would like some coaching around your maintenance, DM me on Facebook or send a note into Help Scout, and I have permission to go Facebook Live and coach you on a Facebook Live. So you're still going to get the support. We're just sort of gearing this specific monthly call. You know, we have a limited amount of calls, what we want to be doing. And what we're finding, because we do listen to everything y'all say, is that a lot of people would like some specific coaching around those of us that have regained weight, because it can feel different than if you're just trying to lose weight. And so that is what's going on with No BS. You know, you guys know we are always trying to pivot and meet the current needs of the membership. And this is what we're seeing. But do not despair. We love our maintenance people. We still have the maintenance course. You still have your maintenance Facebook group. You have us coaches. And I am always in the maintenance Facebook group. Every day that I work, I'm in there and I'm reading what y'all post. So if you would still like to be coached one-on-one by me, we can totally do that inside the Facebook group. Okay, I'm 3 minutes over. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to go enjoy this beautiful day. Thanks to everybody that raised their hand, and I will see you guys around the group. Take care.